Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Mem Zayin. We are holding on daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. We are at the last line of the page on daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Huna. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and honor of his wife and children. And Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha LaShalom. It's also sponsored by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times. Hatzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives. They should return home safely. It is also sponsored by Jeremy Lussman in commemoration of the 28th yard site of his grandfather, Jake Lussman, Yaakov Eliezer, Ben Yosef, and the Shamash Levin Aliyah. Thank you very much, Jeremy. It is also sponsored by Nissan Arbisfeld and family in memory of Rabbi Hai Arbisfeld, Harav Chai Ben Avram, whose yard site is today, a very special person, his neshama should have an aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is the following. First, the Gemara is going to talk about when a kinyan chalipin looks a little bit more like kesef, and when a kinyan kesef looks a little bit more like chalipin. Meaning, what if you have someone who's giving money, but the person's not even looking at how much money it is? So that kind of looks chalipin-y, because normally when it comes to money, you would want to know exactly how much money a person is receiving. Or what if a person receives a chalipin and he's very makbid to assess exactly the value of the item that the kinyan chalipin is the item that's being used for the kinyan chalipin? That sounds a little more kesef-y. So when do we assume that a kinyan, to what extent do we assume that that money can take on the status of chalipin, and to what extent do we assume that chalipin using something else might have the status of money? Then the Gemara is going to discuss if chalipin is done with kelev shel kona or kelev shel makne. Whose item do we use for a kinyan chalipin? The guy who's doing the kinyan or the guy who's being makne the item to the other fellow? So that's going to be a machlokas amarayim. The Gemara is going to suggest it might even be a machlokas tanaim. Then the Gemara is going to discuss, okay, when you're doing a kinyan chalipin, can you use peros? We know that you can use kelim. Are peros also within the realm of what's permissible to use for kinyan chalipin? Or they can use peros as well. Then the Gemara is going to discuss that our Mishnah had mentioned something about asimon kona esamadbeya, but we never really defined what an asimon is. So we're going to have two possible definitions of that term. And then the final sugi on the daf is going to be a machlokas, whether on a doraisa level, ma'os konos. We know midrabanan, you need mashicha, that money does not effectuate a kinyan. But on a daraisa level, do we assume ma'os konos? And the Gemara is going to have a bunch of rayas, whether midaraisa, ma'os konos, or not. So let's pick up on the bottom line of daf memvav amid beis. Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Huna. So Rabba Amar Rav Huna says as follows. A person has money, and he says to his friend, Mecharli be'elu. I would like you to sell me that object with this money that I have in my hand, that I have wrapped up in my hand. And the guy doesn't ask, well, how much money is it? He just sees a wad of bills, and he says, okay, no problem. So kana, the lokeach is kana, the object with that money, and neither of them is allowed to back out of that transaction. As soon as he hands over the money, v'yesho alav ona'a, and the mocher has a din ona'a. If the money doesn't equal the chefetz, it's more than 1/6 off of the value of the chefetz. It's more than 1/6 less than the value of the object. So the mocher can say, look, you owe me the rest of the money. And Rabbi explains the reason is as follows. Kana afal gavdol mashach. The reason the kinyan is chal with just handing over the money, even without an actual mashicha, to give it to lo kapid, because since the mocher was not makbid to ask how much money it is, kona, so the ki chalipin dami, he's kona because that's very similar to a kinyan chalipin, meaning the money is operating with chalipin. And there is a din of ona'a because he used the term machar when he described the transaction. He didn't use the term chalipin. So in what sense is this like a mecher? It's like a mecher in the sense that he wants to receive proper value for the item that he's giving up. So while on the one hand we view this money not as payment but as a chalipin, on the other hand we also view it in terms of dine ona'a, that he owes him the proper amount of money. So that is the opinion of Rabba Omer Rav Huna. Rav Abba Omer Rav Huna, but Rav Abba has a different version of Rav Huna. The Mechor Li Be'elu, same case. I have a wad of money and I say, sell me that chefetz for this money, and he doesn't even look at how much money it is. So Kana, the Lokeach is Kona, the object, as soon as he gives the money. That part's the same, but what we're changing now is the Ein Lo Alav Ona'a. There is no Din Ona'a, because since he wasn't careful to even look at how much money it is, he was willing to sell it for whatever it might be, for whatever the amount might be. So that's the machlokas within Shitas Rav Huna. How do we paskin? So the Rush writes that, not sure, what do you do? We have two different opinions, what Rav Huna said. And therefore, misafik, we can't be motzi the money from the ma'ane. So if he didn't pay enough money, ha'motzi mechaver olav haraya, that we paskin like the first day of Rav Huna, you're not going to be able to bring a raya, we paskin like the first day of Rav Huna, so maybe the ma'ana gets to the lokeach, in this case, gets to keep the money. Whereas the Rambam in Ilchus Mechira paskins like Rabba in the name of Rav Huna, meaning the first of the two deos, that there is a din ona'a, and that's what the Rif sounds like as well, because the Rif only brings Rabba, that there's a din of ona'a, does not bring Rav Abba in the name of Rav Huna. So it sounds like the Rambam and the Rif paskin like the first of the two deos within Rav Huna. Okay, so now that we said that if the mocher doesn't look at how much money it is, doesn't care about how much money it is, the money can be used as a kinyan chalipin. So the Gemara says, what if it's the opposite? What if you're doing a chalipin where the mocher is super makbid about how much money it is? So pshita, it's very obvious to us that damim ve'in makbid aleihem hakamrin dekani. What we just said in the name of Rav Huna, in both versions of Rav Huna, that if the transaction is being done with money and the mocher is not even looking at how much money it is, so that works as a kinyan de khalifin davu, because that money is viewed as something that's affecting a khalipin. Khalipin umakbir alayin mai. But what about the reverse? What if you're giving an object, which would normally be for kinyan khalipin, a kli, and the guy is very makbid, the mosheikh is very makbid on exactly on the object, that he should get exactly the value of the object that he is selling. So what's the din? Do we assume that they're both kona with one of them doing a meshicha like any other kinyan chalipin? Or do we assume that since you're so makbid about the value, it's considered like a kinyan ma'os? And ma'os, eidim konos. Ma'os, you need to do a meshicha on the metaltalin. Money does not affect the kinyan in the other direction. So amr avad barava, tashma. We'll bring a raya. Brisa says, haray shayot tofis parasuva ome. The guy is walking with his cow in the shuk. Ubachaver v'amr lo praschalama. And his friend says, runs into him, and he says, that's strange. Why do you have a para in the shuk? What are you doing with your para over here? So he says, the chamara nitzarich. The bala para says, I really need a donkey. So I brought my para in the hopes of bartering it for a donkey, or selling it and using the money to buy a donkey. So his friend says, oh, yesh li chamar, shani nosin lach. Well, you're in luck, because I happen to have a donkey that I'm looking to unload to get off my hands. So Parascha Bekama, how much are you looking to sell your para for? So Bekach Bekach, he gives a price for the para. Then the Bala Para says, Chamar Chabekama, how much are you looking to sell your chamar for? Bekach Bekach, exactly the same amount of money. So Mashach Bala Chamar Sapara, so the Bala Chamar then does a Meshicha on the para to be Kona the para, Velo Hispik Bala Para Limshochas Chamar, Atcha Mesa Chamar. But before the Bala Para took possession of the chamar by doing a Meshicha on the chamar dropped dead. So now the Bala Para wants to back out of the transaction. I don't need a dead chamar, so he wants to back out at this point. Lo kona bala chamar asapara. The assumption is the bala chamar has not yet been kona the parah. Shema mina chalipin makbid aleim lo kona. That this is not a classic kinyan chalipin, because he was makbid to first make sure that it was shava b'shava, that it was exactly the same amount of value. And when you're makbid on the amount of money, that is not a kinyan chalipin, because if he didn't do the kinyan meshicha on the chamar, he's not kona, because since he was makbid that the parah should be worth exactly what the chamar is worth, that's not really a kinyan chalipin, that's more like a kinyan ma'os. And ma'os doesn't work by metaltalin, ma'os only works on karka. So since he's not kona the chamar, so meila, the other guy's not kona the parah that he was moshech either, because he was only mekabalit as a damim for the chamar, as the money payment for the chamar, which there was no kinyan on. So now the Gemara brings that Rava is poshet the safek misvara in the other direction, and he rejects the raya from the brisa. Amar Rava, atu chalipin b'shuftani askinan. What a king chalipin that the Torah talks about is only if you're dealing with fools, the lo kapti, that don't care to know how much the value of what they're getting back is, that they're okay to give any object of any value. There's no way that that's supposed to be the way a transaction is going to work. That you're doing the chalipin, I'm just not supposed to care what it's worth. And that's the ideal chalipin. And as soon as I care what it's worth, then that's not a kin chalipin. El kol chalipin mitpat kapti. By all chalipin, people are makpid in how much it's worth. Vikane. And nevertheless, it works as a chalipin. So over here also, it makes perfect sense that if you are makpid on how much the item is worth, that is a kinyan chalipin. Aye, what about the brisa? V'hach ma'eskinan, when the brisa says that if you didn't do the mashicha and the chamor yet, the whole kinyan is not valid. It's not because they were makbid on how much it's worth, but to Amar Leh, the case is that he said to him chamor bepara utle, that he said we'll make a switch between us for the mar chamor for your para and tle, that for the chamor you get both the para and the tle. And he didn't do the kinyan on his full side of the transaction, meaning chalipin works, but you have to first do the kinyan on the full item that you are being kona. Over here, he only did a kinyan on half of it, so that's not a full-fledged mashicha, and so long as he hasn't done that full-fledged mashicha, he's not kona with the chalipin. So now the Gemara goes back to Rav Huna's din that about being kona using money as a kinyan chalipin, which is what we started today's daf with, the two versions of Rav Huna, where if a person's not makbid about how much money it is, then the money becomes a chalipin. So Amar Mar, so Rav Huna had said that if a guy has money and he says to his friend, mechor li be'elu, sell me that object for this bundle of money, and the guy says okay, and he doesn't even look at how much money it is, kona v'yesh lo alav ona'a. So he's kona, but there's still a din of ona'a. That was the first version of Rav Huna. That's probably why we want to paskin the riff and the ram paskin like that version, because the Gemara goes back to that version of Rav Huna. So the reason he's kona without mashicha is because if he's not makbid about how much money it is, it's a kinyan chalipin. It's exactly like a kinyan chalipin, which works without mashicha. So lema. So maybe we can learn from here that some Rav Huna Madbeya nasa chalipin. It seems to be that Rav Huna is saying that a madbeya can become the item with which you do a chalipin, which we saw is a machloka. So Rav Huna is taking sides over here that madbeya is nasa chalipin. So says Mar Lo. No, Rav Huna does not mean to say that in this way you're kona with a kinyan chalipin. No, it's a kinyan kesef. The reason you don't need mashicha over here and kinyan kesef is going to work is because Rav Huna savor lak Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Huna is assuming like Rabbi Yochanan, damar dvar Torah ma'os konos. Then on the daraisa level, kinyan kesef actually works. Umnei ma amru mashicha kona. Why is it that Chazal determined that we should not rely on that kinyan midaraisa of money? Because gzeirah shami yomer lo nisrufu chitecha ba'aliyah. Because we're afraid that he's going to tell him that your stuff is burning, and he's not going to bother himself to try to save the stuff, because I'm selling you a warehouse full of produce. You already paid for it, so the kinyan's already done. So you just haven't taken possession of the produce yet. It's still in my barn. I don't care that the barn is burning down. It's not my stuff anyway. So I'll just say, oh, sorry, nisru chitecha ba'aliyah. I'll take no tircha whatsoever to try to save it. So the rabban made a gzeira that because of that, money alone, the change of hands of money alone, is not going to affect the kinyan. So milsa shchicha goes by rabbanon. So in a common case, rabbanon would make a gzeira. Milsa lo shchicha lo goes by rabbanon. But when something is not a milsa shchicha, when something is not at all common, like a case where I'm taking money and I don't even have any idea how much money it is, that's a milsa de lo shchicha. So the rabbanon didn't need to make the gzeira, and therefore we default to the din d'oraisa, and the din d'oraisa is ma'os kol. So Rav Huna is certainly telling me one of those two things, right? Rav Huna, by saying that handing over this undisclosed amount of money affects the kinyan, he's either telling me that money can affect a chalipin, that you can use a matbeah for a chalipin, Or he's telling me that we default to a din d'oraisa, and that din d'oraisa is that Maos Konos. That it's only a din d'rabbanan that Maos is not Konos. Sometimes people think that they'll just sell their own chametz. They have a housekeeper, so they'll tell the housekeeper, here, give me a dollar, and I'm selling you all the chametz. The problem is that doesn't work. I mean, the reason we do all these kinyanim, if Maos were Konos on a d'rabbanan level, if Maos were Konos metaltalin, yeah, that's great. Right, so then give me a dollar and I'll sell you. Problem is that Moses is only, it's a machlok, so the Moses is konos midaraisa. Midrabanan, for sure, Moses is not konos. So if the person doesn't do a mashicha and all the metaltalin, that's why we have to, I mean, if a person actually does a mashicha and all the metaltalin, they actually take it into their possession, great, that would work. But there's no way a guy who's going to take possession is going to physically go and take possession of the metaltalin. So we have to work through every other possible kinyan that might work because he's not doing a mashicha. So we're doing a kinyan agav and a kinyan chatzar and a kinyan, so we're doing everything. So amalei marhuna bereid Rav Nachman the Ravashi atuna achimas nisula. You learned the din of Rav Huna that you're not sure whether Yod's matbea is nasa chalipin, and the rejection that it's not about matbea nasa chalipin, it's about Moz Konos. Anon achimas nisula. We learned beferish v'chein amar Rav Huna ein matbea nasa chalipin. The Rav Huna is very clear that matbea is not nasa chalipin, and therefore Rav Huna's statement must be all about Moos Konos, that we're defaulting to the din d'oraisa, then Moos Konos. It happens to be this cloud, Mislazul Shchicha lo Gazav Rabbanan, may not be, Rav Shechter Rabban points out, may not be as simple as the Rabbanan didn't bother making a gzeira on a Mislazul Shchicha. I mean, what do you mean didn't bother making it? They already made this gzeira, so just apply it universally, apply it to all cases of Mislazul Shchicha. So the impression that you get is that it's not just that the Rabbanan decided to make gzeiros on more common things and decided not to make zeros. Chachamim are mandated by the Torah, asu mishmeres l'mishmarti, to make a mishmeres l'mishmarti, to make sure to protect the dinim of the Torah. And to that extent, they are obligated and permitted to make dinim d'rabbanan. But so long as whatever din they're going to make is not really a mishmeres l'mishmarti, it's not really a reasonable way to protect the dinim of the Torah, it's not that they chose not, they're not authorized to make dinim d'rabbanan. It's baltosif. Rabbanan aren't just allowed to go and add dinim unless the Torah tells them that they have to, that they must. So if they must, they must. But if they not must, then they can't. Then they're not allowed to. It's not even, they don't have the authority to make dinim d'rabbanan on a milsa d'lo shchicha. Okay, so once the Gemara discusses whether matbeya is nasa chalipin, so the Gemara has another machlokas relating to chalipin. But mekonin, whose kalim do we use for kinyan chalipin? Rav Amar b'kalim shel kone. We use the person who's being kone gives the mocher his handkerchief. So I'm buying something from you. I take my pen, my handkerchief, and I give it to you in order to affect the kinyan. To nichale lekone delave makna kone kiyeche deligmar v'liknilei. That the kone wants that the makna should be kone his handkerchief, his pen, his gartel, in order that through that the mocher will have a gemiras das to be makna to him the item that he's buying. V'levi amar b'kelev shal makna, and Levi says no, the makna gives the kona his sudar, and by the kona taking the sudar of the makna, so he's also along with the sudar also being kona whatever item he's trying to purchase, whatever item he's trying to buy. So if I'm selling my chametz to John Brown, according to Levi, it's going to be my pen that I use to give to John Brown, and when he takes my pen, he's being kona not only my pen but also all my chametz as well. Whereas according to Rav, no, John Brown gives me his. He always used John Brown of blessed memory used to give me his pocket knife. He used to use his pocket knife, right? So he would take his pocket knife and would give that to me, and by giving that to me, I am now happy to hand over my chametz to him. So the Gemara asks on Levi, Amalei Rav Huna midaskarta l'Rava. Rav Huna midaskarta says, Levi Amar Kelev Shomakna could be the Meimar l'Kaman, as we'll say later on. So Amalei Rav Huna midaskarta l'Rava ule Levi damar b'kelev shomakna. According to Levi, that we use the kelim of the makna. So hakakadi ara agav glima. And it turns out that even karkaos are nikna with a kinyan sudar. So it turns out that you're doing a kinyan in such a way that by giving the sudar to the kona, he's being kona the sudar along with whatever karka you're giving him. Im kein havel nechasim sheyesh lahen achrayus niklu nechasim she'ein lahen achrayus vanan ipcha tenan. The kiddushin chavav says the opposite. The nechasim she'ein lahen achrayus niklu nechasim sheyesh lahen achrayus. Meaning, if I'm being kona both karka and metaltalin, we know that there's a din that I can make do a ma'isa kinyan on the karka, and along with that, the metaltalin comes along with it. But do we ever hear the opposite? That I could do a ma'isa kinyan on metaltalin, and then along with the metaltalin comes karka? So that we never heard of such a thing. And that's what we're suggesting over here. So Gemara says, according to Levi, the kinyan is done slightly differently. It's not agav, the metaltalin. Amar Levi, Rava said back to Rav Huna, Iav Levi hacha. You know, if Levi were here, have a mapik la'apach pulse denura, he would take sparks of fire in front of you, meaning he would put you in a nidoy because you were choshed that he's saying something that's against the Mishnah, that's against the Mishnah Kiddushin Chavav about Kinyan Agav. Mi savrit galima maknalei. Wait, you really think by taking possession of the glima of whatever it is, whatever garment or whatever item that you're using for the chalipin, you're being matna the karka agav that glima? That's not how it works. Levi also holds kinyan chalipin is done by the mocher receiving something from the kona and in exchange being makna that chalipin, meaning it's not that the kona is acquiring two things from the mocher, the sudar and also whatever it is that you saw. That's not how it works. No, even though the kona is giving the mocher something, it's really that the mocher, it's an exchange of items. By he hana'a de kamakabel minei, from the very hana'a that the mocher gets from the fact that the kona is machshiv him by being makabel his sudar as a matana, that's what gives the mocher says, oh, you've given me something by giving me the hana'a that you're willing to receive this sudar from me. So in exchange for that hana'a, I have a gemiras das to give you whatever it is that I'm selling to you. So it's not that I'm giving, it's a one-sided transaction, that I'm giving you the sudar and also the karka along with it. No, it's a two-way transaction. Because you gave me the hana'a of accepting my sudar, I am therefore gomer das to give you whatever it is I'm selling you. Gomer va'akni, that's why I have a gemiras das to be makna to you. This is very similar to what the Gemara says in the first part of Kiddushin, that if a woman gives a pruta to a man and she says to him that she's going to be miskadeshes to him from the hana'a that she gets from him being mekabel, the gift that she has given him, if he's an Adam Chashuv, then it's Mekudeshes. Because for an Adam Chashuv, you get a Hana from the fact that an Adam Chashuv is willing to receive your gift. Of course, all the Rishonim asked the question, how come over here it works for anybody? Meaning, Kinyan Sudar, you don't need it. We don't have any such qualification that it needs to be an Adam Chashuv. By Kiddushin, it had to be an Adam Chashuv to say such a Svara, that the other party is getting Hana just by the fact that you receive their gift. So the Ramban suggests that Kiddushin, you always need a Shavapruta worth of Hana. So the hana'a of a shavaputa's worth of hana'a on the fact that you received my gift is only if you're an adam chashuv. Over here for a kinyan suda, the suda doesn't need to be worth a pruta. So there's always some hana'a by the fact that when you give a gift, the person is graciously receiving the gift, even if they're not an adam chashuv. The Ritva suggests when the Gemara says that the basis of Levi's Shita is that the Makna gets Hana'a by him being Mekabalit, that's not really the main reason. The main reason is because it's Gzeres HaKasav, the Kinyan Chalip and Eschal, by giving the Caliph Shal Makna to the Kona. The Gemara is going to show, it's Psukim in Rus. It's not, it's not really based on the Svara. It's just saying there's a Svara called Dehu, that we also have so it doesn't have to match exactly the Gemara in Kiddushin, where it's purely based on the Svara. So says Gemara Kitanai, maybe this Machlo Machlokas Rav and Levi about whose kelim you use for the kinyan chalipin is really machlokas tanaim, because the pasuk says in Ros Vezos Lefanim Be Yisrael Ala Geula V'Ala Tamura L'Kayim Kol Davar Shlaf Ishna Lo V'Nasan L'Rei Ehu. So the Bryce explains the pasuk Geula Zomechira. That's referring to selling something that you pay money to the mocher, but you didn't yet give the money, so we're Mekayim the Mechira with the kinyan sudar V'Chenu Omer. And it also says in the pasuk in Sefer Vayikra it says lo yivakar betov l'ravelim menvi mamari menvayu smor so yekodesh lo yigael. So that if a person switches a behemah's kachim for a behemah's chulin, he's not able to be poda the behemah of the tumura. So the geula is a lashon of pidyon, it's a lashon of mechira, and tumura zul chalipin. Tumura is that you're machlif a kli for another kli, meaning essentially geula and tumura refer to two types of chalipin. We should have mentioned this earlier. Chalipin can mean I give something that has very little or no value to you, and it's symbolic, and through that symbolic act of kinyan, so we're makna one party to the other, who to who is the machlokas Rav and Levi, but we're makna one party is makna to the other. And the other type of chalipin is what we call chalipin shava b'shava, that we're making an exchange, that I'm giving you something that's worth X, and you're giving me back something that's worth X. So geula and tamura are those two types of chalipin. So v'cheinu omer lo yechlifenu v'lo yamiru so the kayim called over shlaf ishna alovin asan re'ehu so mi nasan l'mi. Who gave the shoe to who? So Boaz nasan l'goel. Tanakama says that Boaz is the one that gives the shoe to the goel, and through that the goel is makna the field to him. Rabbi Yehuda omer goel nasan l'Boaz. No, it's the makna, the goel, that's giving to the shoe to Boaz. So you see, like the Tanakama, that Rav holds like the Tanakama, and Levi holds like Rabbi Yehuda. In the Chiddush of Michasel Ritva, he just points out the mashmal, so the pasuk sounds way more like Rabbi Yehuda, because the beginning of the pasuk was talking about the goel. It says Vayomer goel leBoaz, Karu lechava yishlof na'alo. So he was the subject of the pasuk, and then it says Vayishlof na'alo. So it sounds like the goel is the one that said to Boaz that he should be kona shlof, and then he took off his shoe and he gave it to him. Whereas if it was about Boaz taking off the shoe, it should have said Vayishlof Boaz es na'alo. So Rav had to explain the pasuk in a dacha kind of way, that it's bekelev shokona, even though it's not what the pasuk sounds like, because it's just more mistaver that the kinyan would be done with the kelev shalkona, meaning you would imagine that it's some sort of exchange, that I'm giving you something and I get something back. So that's why Rav teaches up the pasuk in such a way. But the simple pshat of the pasuk is that the person who's being makna is giving the item for chalipin, and he's also being makna whatever it is he's selling, the field that he's selling. Okay, so now we move on to the next discussion. Tana konin b'kli aval b'shem b'shava pruta, that a kinyan chalipin, again, if it's not a chalipin shava b'shava, if it's a standard symbolic chalipin, then it could be even less than a shava pruta. It doesn't have to have any real value. Amar Rav Nachman lo shanu ela b'kli. But here's the machlokas. Rav Nachman says you got to use a kli aval b'peri, but to use peros lo, that doesn't work for kinyan chalipin. Rav Sheshes amar afilu b'peros, and Rav Sheshes disagrees and he holds peros work for kinyan chalipin as well. My time with Rav Nachman, why does Rav Nachman think payrolls do not work? Because Amar Kra, na'alo, Pasuk says na'alo, na'al in, midiachri na'alo, that it's got to be something like a na'al, and payrolls are not a na'al. My time with Rav Sheshes, what's the Rav Sheshes' basis for holding that a pri does work? Amar Kra, l'kayim kol davar. So l'kayim, to make the kinyan with kol davar, sounds like even with payrolls. Rav Nachman nami yoksiv l'kayim kol davar, but Rav Nachman agrees that that phrase, l'kayim kol davar, does appear in the Pasuk. So what does he learn from there? It's saying that you could be kona anything with a chalipin, but the chalipin has to be done with a kli. It has to be done with a minal. So that by geula it's a mechira with a kinyan sudar. By tamura is a kinyan chalipin shav b'shava, and either one has to be done with something that itself is a minal with an actual kli. Pasuk is not telling me what you do the chalipin with. It's telling me what you're meaning, according to Nachman, the Kayim called Davar tells me that the Nikr B'minel, that both Geula, which is a Mechiru, the Kinyan Sudar, and Tamura, which is Shava B'Shava, is the Kinyan is going to be Chal Al Yudeya Minel. And the Pasuk is not telling me the Pasuk is not coming to tell me that you could do the Kinyan Chalipin with anything. Rav Shesh, it's telling me both types of Chalipin can work with a Minel. Rav Sheshes Nami Haksiv Na'alo. What does Rav Sheshes do with the word na'alo if he's going to be so expansive and he's going to include peros as well? So what is na'alo coming to teach me? So Rav Sheshes, ma na'alo davra mesuyam I've called davra masuyam, that just like a shoe is something that's a davra masuyam, it's a clearly defined full item, so too you need a clearly defined complete item. Lafuke chatzi rimon v'chatzi agos zelo. You're allowed to use a pri, but it's got to be a whole pri. You can't have a half a pri. You can't have a half a pomegranate or a half a walnut. That's not going to work for a kinyan chalipin, because that's not considered a davra masuyam. So the Machne Ephraim quotes from a tshuva Rashba, that just like a davar shenu masuyam cannot be the item that effectuates the kinyan chalipin, you also can't be kona a davar shenu masuyam using the kinyan chalipin. I mean, even if you do, you have a pen, which is a davar masuyam that you're using for the chalipin, but if the item that you're being kona is not a davar masuyam, it also doesn't work. That is the shita of the Rashba that's quoted by the Machne Ephraim. However, the Ramban and the Chidushei Aran write that's only about the item being used for the chalipin. It's not about the item that you're being kona with the chalipin. So I'm Rav Sheshes Bered Raviti Kiman Kasvina Neidna. In accordance with which opinion do we write in a typical lashon of a shtar when a kinyan was made with a kinyan sudar that we write bimana de kosher the mekanya bay? So which shita are we assuming when that's how we describe chalipin? Bimana means a kli. So lafuka means Rav Sheshes, Damar Konin Peros. That seems like we're assuming that our standard lashon of a shtar sounds like it's against Rav Sheshes, but Rav Sheshes holds your konin with Peros. De kosher, the word de kosher sounds like it's done with a kinyan that's roi. Lafuka means Shmuel, Damar Konin Bimaroka. Unlike Shmuel, it holds that you could use Maroka, which is a disgusting type of kli that's used for animal excrement. Lemekanya teaches lafuka means Levi, to say not like Levi, Damar Bikele of Shalmakne, who says that you use the Maknes Kalim, so Kamash Mlan, the Makanya Velo Lekanuye. That's why it says the Makanya, that the Kona is giving the Kli in order to be Kona, and not the Makne. So we go back to that discussion, and we see from the word the Makanya that it's the Kona's Kli that we're using. It's Kalev Shalkona. And Bay is a machloka samurai, and what that teaches us. Rav Papa Amar Lemute Matbeya. Rav Papa says that it comes to mind Matbeya, the Matbeya cannot be used as chalipin. Rav Zid Vitem, Rav Ashi Amar Lemute Yisureyana, the things that are asabana cannot be used as the sudar with which you're going to do a kinyan chalipin. Viikata Amri Bay Amar Rav Papa Lemute Matbeya, and De Kosher Amar Rav Zid Vitem Rav Ashi Lemute Yisureyana, that Bay is to exclude Matbeya. The word dekasher is to exclude Isurayana, aval marika lo itzrich. And the fact that you can't use something disgusting like marika, I don't need the word dekasher to teach me that. It's a davar pasha, that you're not supposed to use something that is gross in order to do a kinyan chalipin. Okay, asimon konas matbeah. New discussion now. We had said in the Mishnah that if you hand over an asimon, that's a valid way of making a kinyan on a matbeah that you plan on getting in return. So my asimon, what does an asimon mean? Amrav, it was like the token that they would use by the Beis HaMerchatz, that you'd go pay for the services of the Beis HaMerchatz, and they'd give you a token that you would give to the attendant, so he would know, okay, here, now you get a towel, now you get admission into the actual bath. So Meis Veiling Mar challenges, Ein Mechal in Meis HaSheni Al Asimon. It says in the Mishnah Meis HaSheni, you cannot be Mechal in Meis HaSheni on an Asimon, and also the law of Moshe Anitalus Besim of the Beis HaMerchatz. And also not on the Beis HaMerchatz token. So Mechlal, Asimon Lav, Moshe Nisalas B'Sim of the Beis HaMerchatz. So it sounds like the Asimon is something else, that those are two distinct items. Otherwise you wouldn't say that you can't use for Meisah, to be Poldim Meisah Sheni, an Asimon, and also the item you give, the token you give about the Beis HaMerchatz. The Chitema, Prushikam Freish, unless you're going to say, no, it's the same thing, and it's just explaining what Asimon is, V'lotana Achi. But the Brisa that explains that elaborates on that is very clearly not assuming that way, because it says in the Braisa, Mechalin Meisah Sheni Al Asimon, Divrei Rabbi Dosa, Bechamor Ein Mechalin, that we have machlokes whether Asimon works, but Vishavin, Shein Mechalin Amos, and Yisadus B'Simin Al Beis HaMerechatz. But everyone agrees that it doesn't work when you use the token for the Beis HaMerechatz. So it can't be that they're the same thing if we have machlokes whether Asimon works and the token is no machlokes. Ella Amrav Yochanan, my Asimon, Pulsa. What is Asimon? It's a round piece of metal that they're going to make a tzuras matbeah on, but they have not yet imprinted the tzura on it. So it's just a flat round piece of metal. Vaz Rabbi Yochanan Tamei, and this is Rabbi Yochanan Shtaso, Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Dosa, Rabbi Shmuel, Lom Dover Echad. Rabbi Dosa and Rabbi Shmuel both say the same thing. Rabbi Dosa, Adam Maran. Rabbi Dosa is the one that says that Yimachal Maisa Sheni Al Asimon. And Rabbi Shmuel, Mahi, where does Rabbi Shmuel say something similar? Titanio, because we have a brisa. When it talks about being mechal peros and meister sheni, it says v'tzarta kesef yadecha l'rabos kol davar hanitzra biyad. That it comes to include that you could be mechal peros and meister sheni on anything that you keep safe for whatever purpose, even though it doesn't have a tzura. Div Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, and the rabbis kol davar sheishlof tzura. And Rabbi Kiva says no, tzarta means it has to have a tzura on it. It has to be an actual matveya. So from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Yishmael, who's machshir, something that does not have a tzura, is assuming like Rabbi Dosa, who's machshir and asimon, you see that the definition of an asimon is a coin that does not yet have a tzura, so we see that it's pulsa, that's the definition of the word asimon. So now we move on to the final sugya of today's daf. Ketzad mashachim en haperos v'nasal mos en yachal achsebo. If a guy did a mashiach on the payros, but they have not yet been paid for, the kinyan is over, you cannot be chozer. So the Gemara brings a machlokas amurayim. If this din, that metaltalin, is not nikna b'maos, it's only nikna b'mashicha, is that a din midarais or not? So we're revisiting the sugya of whether maos konos midaraisa, and it's only midarabban on the maos, is not konos, or even midaraisa, money does not affect the kinyan. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, tvar Torah maos konos. Rabbi Yochanan says, look, on a daraisa level, money makes a kinyan. Why do they have to make a din midrabanan that you need to do mashicha, and that without mashicha the money is not going to effectuate the kinyan? They made a gzeira that with a chamur choshesh that maybe after the money changes hands, the lokech is going to leave the metaltalin in the rishus of the mocher. A fire is going to break out in the mocher's house, and the mocher is not going to bother himself to save that metaltalin, and it'll say to the lokeach, sorry, it's your stuff that got destroyed. So the chamur masakin, the kolzman that the lokeach hasn't taken physical possession of the items, it's still the mocher's problem and it's still the mocher's loss because the kinyan has not yet taken effect. So I ask the Gemara, sof, even if he doesn't bother himself to go save it, man deshadad leka b'yishlumei. You shouldn't have to worry about this because the lokeach is still going to get paid back. Whoever committed arson over here, whoever lit the fire, is going to be the one that's going to have to pay anyway. It's one of the Avos Nezikin. Of course he's going to have to pay for that. So Lokech is not going to lose out. We make a gzeira. What do we have to make a gzeira for? Lokech is not going to lose anyway. El gzeira shematipot like a bonus. No, the gzeira is that not that someone is going to go and commit arson. The gzeira is that a fire might break out with an ones where no one's going to be responsible to pay. So if it becomes the mocher's problem and the mocher realizes all the stuff that's getting burnt, I'm going to take the loss on, so he'll be matriach himself to save it. And otherwise, he's not going to be matriach himself to save it. Resh Lakish says, "Mida raisi." You see that mashicha works. My taima to Resh Lakish. Where does Resh Lakish see a pasuk in the Torah that mashicha works? So Amar Kra, meaning that only mashicha works, and not kesef, because the pasuk says when it comes to the iser ona'a, when you sell something, it says v'chisim kru mimkar lamisecha o kano miyal amisecha. What does miyal amisecha teach me? That you have to do a meshicha of the metaltalin, and that's the only way to do a kinyan. Rabbi Yochanan Amar miyad lemute karka delespe ona'a. No, when it's describing the dinim of ona'a, he uses the term miyad to tell me that the dinim of ona'a only apply to those things that you can hand over from one person to the other. But karka is not subject to the dinim of ona'a, so we're not describing what an act of kinyan looks like. We're describing a detail within the dinim of ona'a. Resh Lakish agrees to that there's no anot to karkaos, but in kein nuchlof krav chisim kru mimkar miyala misecha altonu. O kano lameli. Why right after the word miyad it has to add in another word of kinyan? Why does it have to mention kinyan? Shema minal the mashicha, to tell me that miyad is not only a reflection of where dinim of ona'a are going to apply, but it's also a reflection of how to do a proper kinyan. Rabbi Yochanan o kano mayavale. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with o kano? He uses it for the following brisa. I would only know if the lokeach Nechus cheated, so Nisana Mocher, Minayin, how do I know that if the Mocher is cheated, that he's getting not enough money for the item that he's selling, that there's also a Din of Ona'a, Tamal Omro, Kano, Altonu, that there's Ona'a even on the, in the other direction. Reish Lakish Tarti Gamar Minayin. Reish Lakish says, I could learn two things from the from Okano. I could learn that it's also to do Ona'a on the Mocher, to commit Ona'a against the Mocher, and from the fact that there's a juxtaposition between Okano and Miyad, I could also learn that Meshicha is Kone. So Tanan, so we have our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Shakasub Yodo, Yodo Al Elyona, Mocher, who the Matzi Hadarbe, Lokeach Lo Matzi Hadarbe, that Rabbi Shimon holds that once the money changes hands, then the Mocher is still allowed to back out of the transaction, but the Lokeach can't. So the Ma'os is kind of Kone in the fact that the Lokeach cannot back out of the transaction. Well, Yam Bishlam Ma'os Konos, if you hold that Ma'os is Konos Midar Raisa, Mishmachim Mocher Matzi Hadarbe, Lokeach Lo Matzi Hadarbe. So I understand why the Mocher can back out, because they only needed to make the Gezeira in one direction. Eliyam Ma'os Einon Konos, but if Ma'os is not Konos Midar Raisa, Lokeach Lo Matzi Hadarbe, everyone should be able to back out. So Amra Lach Reish Lakish, Alibid Rabbi Shimon Lo Kamina, Ki Kamina Alibid Rabbanan, Enochinami. I'm Moda that according to Rabbi Shimon, Ma'os is Konos Minatora, and the Kinyan Mashiach is only Takana Midrabanan. But when I said Ma'os is not Konos Minatora, I was going within the Shita of the Rabbanan. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Bishlam Reish Lakish, further Rayas in the Sugya of Ma'os Konos or Ma'os Einon Konos. Have a wonderful day, everybody.